Hello and welcome. This is DJ Dreddy Dave. On this show, we're going to be celebrating the iconic Derby Rockhouse on the 20th anniversary of it closing. Throughout the 90s and into the early noughties, I was fortunate enough to work there. I did everything from glass collecting, handing water out at smoke screens, promoting, working the bar, and I think I even managed it for a short time. Majority of the time, though, I was DJing. And the biggest night for me was the soundtrack to a Friday, which was Confusion. I DJed there with DJ Will, good friend of mine from university, but unfortunately he just got me tonight as he disappeared to get a round of drinks in 97 and ended up in Wales somehow. Tonight I'll be playing a few tunes which for me bring back the memories of Confusion and bring back the memories of the Rockhouse. They're not necessarily the best tunes in the world and they're not necessarily the most popular, but every one of them have got a real good memory for me, and I hope some of them will bring back memories for you. So let's start the show with a classic from Faith No More, We Care A Lot.
Radio Freedom.
We care a lot.
That was The Breeders with Cannonball. So how did Confusion start? I always remember the first night. I'd been working, setting up the club, and me and a few of the staff had popped down the Babington Arms for a few beers. A very startled Will come running into the pub and said, "We've got a problem, Dave." Apparently, the usual Friday night DJ had had a bit of an altercation with Paul and he got sacked. So Will said, "Do you fancy doing it?" I thought, well, what could we lose? So quick half an hour driving around, picking up records and CDs. And we thought, let's get it done. The previous night had been really successful. So we didn't want to change it. But we did want to add a bit of our take on it. So I added my sort of crusty Grebo side. And Will added his sort of more dance element to it. And it pretty much stayed that way for many years. A lot of people said the set list actually probably stayed the same for many years as well. But I thought I'd play one of Will's favourite tunes. And here's the Fun Loving Criminals with Scooby Snacks.
This is The Power.
That's music. You're listening to Radio Freedom live from Derby.
Mm-hmm.
karmic G-love thing happening here, baby, or what? By that time, fast tapping with the 90, said it's time to blow, you know. So out the door we go, back to the ride. Steve inside in the lot, and off we drive. See, I hurt my lower lumbar, you know we never get far. Riding around in a stolen police car, so we dropped it off and piled in the caddy. Steve was driving, cause I had to talk to my man.
I told you I don't know anything about any fucking setup. You can torture me all you want.
Torture you, that's a good idea. I like that one.
Running around, robbing banks, all whacked up with Scooby Snacks. Running around, robbing banks, all whacked up with Scooby Snacks.
Now I don't give a fuck about the Hell's Gate, ain't fucking the crowd, man, I'm still standing up straight. So we pull these jobs, make a little money. No one gets hurt if they don't act funny. On the way to the yacht, we almost got caught. Fast shooting mailboxes, going where the cops is, yeah. They had to dump the donuts adjacent from the phone, whose mailbox fast had just exploded. They gave chase from our man Steve's and Ace, and we lost those brothers with haste. We cast it off, and along we went off from Bermuda to an island resort we rented.
Gunner, need you cool. Are you cool?
police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast.
So that was KRS-One and Sound of the Police, which somehow didn't empty the dance floor, which surprised me on that very first night. But anyway, I want to talk a bit about the Rock House. The Rock House meant a huge amount to me, and I've got to sort of say it sort of moulded my life to some extent. Back when I was younger, I was following the Derby band around back in my hometown of Dudley. They played a lot of gigs around Derby and Nottingham, obviously. And I used to come up and see them and used to see them at the warehouse, assembly rooms, but obviously also at the Rock House. Now, when it came to choosing a university, I'd spent so much time up in Derby seeing this band that I really liked the city and I really liked the Rock House. So I thought, why not, and move up to Derby. Came up here, went to university. The band split up straight away, which sort of makes me wonder whether I had anything to do with that. But decided to stay here, and that was 20 odd years ago. Anyway, that band was the New Cranes, and this was one song which really stuck with me, and it's Nature's Love.
Places I've been, things they've seen, by the story of a girl, out all over the world, that they know so well, same story they tell, going no second name, passion fizzles aflame, she'll leave your soul burnt, what pain you endure, you still go back for more, hey! When nature's love appears, a kind of fools himself and feels a man. Smile is in the look of his eyes and in the dream tonight. Hoppa! My wallet is empty, but my feelings are full to the brim. Sink or swim, she's burning my mind. I'm wasting my time on a futile whim. Oh, I give in to her eyes, to her skin. From the time she walked in, I was mesmerized. Now I'm left high and dry without even goodbye. Oh! When nature's love appears, a panic fools himself and feels so fine. A smile is in a look of his eyes and in the dream tonight. Oh! She is now, I wonder what she is doing, who she's screwing, who's the one she is deceiving, who's the next she'll be leaving. Ooh, there's no more like a time back to where she got ahead. Cause I found it in the end, she's been sleeping with my friend. No! Nature's love appears, a kind of fools himself and feels a man. A smile is in a leather man's eyes and in the dreams of night. When nature's love appears, a kind of fools himself and feels a man. A smile is in a leather man's eyes and in the dreams of night.
and another lap. Circle days on the underpass. The noise we thought would never stop died a death as the punk grew up. We choked on all our dreams. We wrestled with our fears. We're running through the heartless concrete streets, chasing our ideas. Run!
slave to. Got money, now me up against the wall. Got money, don't want everything. He wants it all. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take that away from me. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take that away from me.
That was the huge floor filler with the amazing Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails' Head Like a Hole. Now, over the years, I've got lots of memories of the Rock House. Some good, some not so good. But the one which always sticks in my head was a New Year's Eve. Now, typically, I usually used to DJ Christmas Eve, and New Year's Eve would either be a classic rock night or a dance night. Now, one year, New Year's Eve fell on a Friday night. I'd been out drinking in the Bless most of the day and headed up to the club for a few beers and for midnight. When I got in there, the chap who was DJing at the time called me over and just said, oh, you know, got a lot of your Confusion regulars in tonight, would you mind doing half an hour set to keep them happy, kind of thing. All my CDs and records were kept up there because I was too lazy to take them home every week. So I agreed to do it. I was really, really drunk. I was literally on my knees trying to put records on the turntable. But I did it, and about 40, 50 minutes later, I thought, this is the longest half an hour I've ever known. Looked around, got the bar staff looking around. No one could find the DJ. He'd packed up and gone home. This was probably about 11:30, and I had the rest of the night. So Paul asked me if I'd carry on playing. At this point, I couldn't even talk, so I couldn't really say no. So carried on playing, got to the end of the night, and Paul pointed out to me that he'd already paid the original DJ, so he'd only got a few quid to give me. I wasn't particularly happy about this, but he did say, help yourself to a few tinnies from behind the bar. So in my drunken state, I rooted round the office, found a black bin bag, and emptied the bottom of a fridge full of cans. Chucked them on my back like a crusty Santa, and staggered down the street with this young lady who will be nameless for this. And we decided to go for a curry. So we went down the Eastern on Curzon Street. Popped in there, had a brilliant curry. Then I had this moment of inspiration. I thought, let's do a runner. You know, just what you want to do on New Year's Eve. So there we do. We stagger out the curry house and try and do a runner. I promptly fall down the stairs, flatten my face, right in the middle of Curzon Street. The bin bag bursts, spraying a good 30 cans all over Curzon Street. At this point, the curry house staff come piling out and give me a good kick in. All the cans of beer are quickly hoovered up by everybody who was waiting in the taxi rank two doors down. So I'm left beerless, womanless, because she disappeared off because she thought I was a bit of a knobhead by this point. Wasn't the best New Year's Eve in the world. Anyway, here's another song which really sticks in my head and really reminds me of the Rock House. If it doesn't remind me of the Rock House, it reminds me of their iconic video which seemed to play constantly on MTV back in the day. It's the most wonderful Beastie Boys and Sabotage.
All Hit Radio.
Radio Freedom.
Radio Freedom.
It's as if we'd broken into your house and robbed all your CDs. Oh, and by the way, you're out of beer.
This is Radio Freedom.
Let's go.
most tragedy. You're close to folks who have. Have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy you collapse? No. Well, has it ever come down to do or die? You got to rise above the rest. Tested. I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. Look at the tested and think there before the grace go on. Might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I might find out.
Never had to knock on wood, but I know someone who has. Which makes me wonder if I could. It makes me wonder if I never had to knock on wood. And I'm glad I haven't yet, because I'm sure it isn't good. That's the impression that I get.
that was Shelter, and Here We Go Again. As I said earlier, originally I was from Dudley and moved up to Derby in the early 90s. Now, going to college in Stourbridge in the late 80s, early 90s, you had a real music scene going on there. And it was the Grebo scene with the Wonder Stuff, Ned's, Atomic Dust being Populate itself. Now, I tried desperately to carry on playing that when I moved up to Derby. Not always successful, but I hope a few of the tunes stuck in people's heads if I hadn't heard them before. So I'm going to enjoy myself a bit here and play a few of those Stourbridge tunes. So here's the first one, and it's DEFCON 1 by Populate itself.
Kill your Jack said, you don't know shit because you've never been there. She turned upon him, took him by the hair, spun him round about, pushed him out, laughing as he fell about, sat down for a drink in her father's favourite chair.
consume it wherever they go. Talk like a sitcom, eat your whopper. I won't be another happy shopper. Be a good boy, ain't got the fresh, you know your thumb is wet. A Bible for the gobbles, if you got to check your mama letter. But I have to do to make you touch it, make you feel it. You've been altered and you can't conceal it. Press the button to eject on the cartoon frame of mind that won't connect. Press the button to eject on the cartoon frame of mind that won't connect.
Eject the program, reject the power of the nature flow.
Reject the power
of the nature flow, let the color fly. Reject the program, reject the power of the nature flow, let the color fly. Reject the program, reject the power of the nature flow, let the color fly.
Live from the city of Derby, this is Radio Freedom.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like me, but I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play, 'cause I play them too. Oh, but I need some time off from that emotion. Time to pick my heart up off the floor. Takes a strong man, baby, but I'm showing you that door. Run, gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Baby, I know you're asking me to stay. Stay, be, don't go away, 'cause you're giving me the blues. Baby, you might be all the words you say. Can't showing you that door. Rock, gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Get the fuck up. We'll be right back.
And that was White Zombie with More Human Than Human. Now, this is nearly the end of the night, so I just want to get a bit gushy and do a big few thank yous out to the old crew at the Rock House. The one thing which really struck me with the Rock House was it was a community. We all mucked in and we all helped out. And a lot of the work we did was unpaid. It was because we wanted it to be successful. We loved the place. Yeah, I always remember one day when Paul was complaining that it was looking a bit shabby at the back. So a load of us spent the weekend stripping paper, painting and having a bit of a laugh and all. But there was a real community up there. Now, I could go on and on about the amount of staff who worked there, but there's a few which really stick with me. Beardy Martin, who was bar manager for a long time, and he was also my lodger for about 10 years. He was the one who got me working there in the first place, and we had many a good night together there. There was Mike and Si Ray. Si served me with beers, and Mike kept the lighting rig going, kept the sound going while we were playing. God knows how he seemed to fix most of it with a bit of gaffer tape, but he kept it all going. Obviously, I can't forget DJ Will. Will was ace. He was typically drunk, unreliable. He'd disappear off and appear again a year later, but he's ace, and anybody who met him would know that. And finally, I've got to thank Mr. Rockhouse himself, and that's Paul Johnson. You know, it was his club, and he nurtured it and kept it going for years and years and years. Didn't always get on with him. In fact, he sacked me a couple of times, but, he was the passion and blood of the place, and quite simply, if it wasn't for him, the place wouldn't have existed. Well, thanks for humouring me tonight, and I hope some of these songs bring back some memories of those sweaty, sticky nights. But I can't leave you without playing the one song which would fill the dance floor, no matter what crowd you played it to. And that is the mighty Rage Against the Machine. And this song is now just as important now as it was then, and that's Killing in the Name of. And this is Good Night from DJ Dreddy Dave.
Radio Freedom.
Justified, those that died, but wearing the badge. faces are the same that brought crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that brought crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that brought crosses. Killing in the name of. Now you do what they told you. 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 Now you're under control. Now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. Now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. To die or justify, but wearing a bag, get your chosen white. You're justified. Those that died, but wearing a bag, get your chosen white. Those who died are justified, but wearing a bag, get your chosen white. You're justified. Those that died, but wearing a bag, get your chosen white. Come on.
Do what you tell me.